This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. In news just in, three Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Dantewada district today. According to reports, a joint team of security forces launched an anti-Naxal operation in the forested area along the border of Bijapur and Dantewada districts. During the operation, an exchange of fire took place between security forces and Maoists this morning. Security forces have recovered the bodies of the Maoists along with a large cache of weapons and ammunition from the encounter site. A search operation is still underway in the area. The BJP-led government in Delhi will present the budget for the financial year 2025-26 in the Assembly today. The budget will be discussed in the House tomorrow. After the discussion, the budget will be passed in the Assembly the next day. The five-day Delhi Assembly session began yesterday with the Controller and Auditor General's CAG report on the functioning of the Delhi Transport Corporation, DTC, presented in the House. The discussion on the CAG report will continue today as well. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta tabled the CAG report and announced that the Delhi government will bring a white paper on the tenure of the previous Aam Aadmi Party regime in the national capital. The Joint Parliamentary Committee on One Nation, One Election will meet today in the Parliament Annex in New Delhi. The committee will interact with former Chief Justice of Delhi High Court, Justice D.N. Patel, who currently serves as the chairperson of the Telecom Dispute Settlement and Appellate Tribunal, TDSAT. Following this, the committee will meet with Attorney General of India, R. Venkataramani. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has announced the completion of genome sequencing of 10,000 isolates of Mycobacterium tuberculosis, TB. Dr. Singh made this announcement while talking to media in New Delhi yesterday. The nationwide initiative is aimed at tackling drug resistance in TB by harnessing genomics and artificial intelligence.
उन्होंने ये तय किया कि 80% वो मॉर्टेलिटी कम करने में कामयाब रहे ये उनका प्रयास रहेगा सन 2030 तक ट्यूबरक्लोसिस को लेकर के और 90% इसकी मॉर्बिडिटी यानी कि प्रेवलेंस और हमें इस बात की खुशी भी है और ये हमारे लिए एक चुनौती भी है कि प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने एक बहुत बड़ी जिम्मेवारी हम पर डाल करके ये तय किया कि हम 2025 के भीतर ही टीबी मुक्त भारत कायम करने में सफल हो पाएंगे.
Comedian Kunal Kamra has refused to apologize amid the ongoing controversy over his jokes on Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde. In his first statement on the matter, the stand-up comedian also condemned the vandalism of the venue in Mumbai where his comedy show was recorded. The 36-year-old comedian has sparked a major political controversy in Maharashtra after taking a jibe at Shinde's political career by modifying the lyrics of a popular Hindi movie song during his show. Mumbai police said that the MIDC police had registered FIR against Kunal Kamra for his remarks during the stand-up comedy show, which was later transferred to Khar police for further investigation. A delegation of officials from the United States will visit India today for trade talks with Indian officials. The visit comes against the backdrop of US President Donald Trump's plan to impose reciprocal tariffs on various countries, including India. This visit by US trade officials gains significance as these tariffs are expected from April 2nd, raising concerns among Indian exporters. The United Kingdom has imposed sanctions on four Sri Lankan nationals linked to human rights violations during Sri Lanka's civil war, which concluded in 2009. The sanctions, encompassing travel bans and asset freezes, target former senior Sri Lankan military commanders Shavendra Silva, Vasantha Karanagoda and Jagat Jayasurya. In football, the Indian national team will take on Bangladesh in the crucial third-round match of the AFC Asian Cup 2027 qualifiers at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Shillong, Meghalaya this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. In the Indian Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by one wicket in a last-over thriller at the YS Rajashekhara Reddy Cricket Stadium in Vishakhapatnam last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.